He's a better saver this time now.
Why?
Because he said you're not going to talk to me after this.
No, I said I need to go mute for the rest of the day.
You're just going to flick a switch in your head and...
Yeah, but you know what?
I'm on silent.
I'm on silent. That's
I can't
good.
Talk, I'm on silent.
That's what I should say, I'm on silent. Because I feel like I'm going to have to remind you several times.
Why are you... Why don't, what's going
on? I think straight away after this, you're going to be like, here, can I just quickly chat to you about some plans that I have for the business?
How do you see the rest of your day going now?
I don't know, right? I was stressed this week.
Right. Every week we're stressed.
Every week, but I was more so this week than I am other weeks.
Okay.
So, and today I feel brain dead.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can describe it as. I've entered the brain dead phase of the week.
Oh my
today.
God, right.
So every last iota of brain power will go into conversing with you now.
Right.
I'm really hoping you can carry this. I fucking really hope so. Then after that, I have to know that I can go all in on this and then nothing is expected of me for the rest of the day.
Well, nothing's expected of you, but I don't know what to expect. It's like, if you're not going to talk all day, you're not going to do anything all day, what are you going to do for the day?
That's a very good question.
That's what,
what are you doing for the day that you need me?
Editing the podcast.
Yeah.
It's not that I need you to do anything. I'm just really curious. You're like, after this, I'm going mute, which is not something you ever say. So I'm like, right, well, what does that mean? Like, what?
Okay, I'm going to binge watch Vanderpump Rules.
Right.
I've only one new episode, actually. So now you're going to binge.
What a binge you have ahead of you.
A lot of my favorite YouTubers release on a Sunday, so I'm going to watch YouTube videos.
Okay.
I might even start a new Real Housewives franchise. I've been meaning to start Real Housewives of New Jersey, and I might today.
Okay.
So, I mean, like, it probably won't be very different to any other day. I'll be kind of upstairs, I'll be working on my laptop, and I'll be up and down, I'll be binging, I'll be snacking.
Right.
And I'll probably talk to you a little bit, like, but...
Thank you so much. I'm just
letting you know.
Yeah.
Jeez, for someone who wants to go mute, I didn't shut up there for a bit. 3 or 4 minutes.
See, that's the thing. I don't know if you want to go mute at all. I think you're just saying this. So you're like, don't talk to me unless I talk to you.
Literally. That's it. Is that okay to say sometimes?
Well, it's convenient because that's my rule for you today. So neither of us can be the first to talk.
Who do you think needs more attention from the other? Me or you?
I think you need more attention.
Do you?
Yeah. And I think you're going to say I need more attention.
Yeah. Why do you think I was going to say that? Because you know deep down that you're the one that needs more attention.
No. I just... Because I suppose I think when we're in a fight, I can hold the silence longer.
Yeah, that's fucking unbearable. Why would you want to be the one that can hold the silence longer? That doesn't show strength. The strength in apologizing.
Okay.
That's what I've learned on Instagram.
Is it?
From Instagram.
Well, we had a big fight this week. We both dug the heels in and didn't apologize anytime quick.
Yeah, that was good. We both went for the stubborn route.
It's good that we're having a laugh about it now.
Still too soon. Should we introduce the podcast or do you want to get into a fight?
Let's get into a fight. Okay. Let's get into a fight. Let's record it.
And then we can see who was right.
And then we can actually see who was right and we'll put it out to our listeners and be like, whose side do you take? And then from there on, you'll be addressing the people that took your side. I'll be addressing the people that took my side. And we'll drive a divide to our listenership.
I kind of love that idea because sometimes the biggest thing in an argument is like, or not sometimes, all the time.
Is like, who's right.
Who's right and who's wrong.
Yeah.
And I think I saw a thing that was like, you can either be married or you can be right.
Right.
And it's like, you can't just be right all the time. And that's what you expect.
But we're also not married. You are learning a lot of Instagram.
Yeah, there's a lot of Instagram therapists. And see, they break it down into literally one sentence. So that I can pay attention to and remember. Anyway, I'm not very chatty today.
You haven't said a word since we started this. Right, let's get into the podcast.
Yeah. Welcome back to Should I Bother?
This is a podcast where we try the things that people say you should try.
You summed that up very well, Gary.
Thank you. One sentence.
Yeah.
Boom.
If you've seen something that you should try, the chances are we have tried it or will try it in the future.
We're taking creatine for the week.
We are. And we're going to see what, if anything, happens.
We're going to talk about the research behind why people bother taking creatine. We're going to play a stupid little game that relates somehow to creatine that hasn't been created yet, but I think it's on me.
Yeah.
Maybe it's on you.
It's you.
Then we're going to actually take creatine and we're going to talk about what's the experience like and if you should bother doing it as well.
Yeah, fingers crossed we're fucking jacked.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Watch
this
space.
When you see part two, we're actually...
we are just bursting out of these clothes.
Yeah, for the right reasons.
Yeah. Have you seen...
Go on.
The attempt at a takedown of Daddy Hoobs online this week.
Somebody tried to verbally attack him.
Andrew Huberman, for anyone that doesn't know him as Daddy Hoobs.
For anyone that doesn't call him Daddy Hoobs when they're bringing
So I still, the jury's still out as to whether he's just another one of these, he's been described as a wellness bro or not. I still don't, I think he's okay to follow.
I think he's sound, yeah.
I think he's sound.
I think he's a nice guy.
I think the whole Stanford professor thing is kind of what would sway it.
That's really working in his favour.
Yeah, so I do subscribe to what he says, you know?
Okay, but
I like some of his protocols.
Who had a go?
Tell you now. Sorry.
I would say he has some research behind creatine. Did you look into that now?
Yeah, he does have research behind creatine. He said it's grand.
Why do you fancy him so much?
I don't. I just, it's his mind, Gary. So the New York Mag released a whole article being like, who is Andrew Huberman, or falling for Andrew Huberman, or all this. And it's the longest article I've ever seen, because I copied and pasted it to put it into ChatGPT to be like, can you just tell me what this says, like in like two sentences?
Yeah.
And it was 16 A4 pages long. So it was too long to put into ChatGPT.
Jesus.
That's the first time that's ever happened, that something was too long to put in there. But they basically are just like, yeah, loads of people listen to him. But does he have control issues? And then they talk to his ex-girlfriends as a way to discredit him.
Well, I think that was probably a smart move, because nobody, or don't people kind of question why he doesn't have a wife and stuff like this? And like, he's very private.
Yeah.
And they went into his private life.
Yeah, so they talked to some ex-girlfriends that accused him of being a hot mess, manipulative, narcissist in his private life. Now, I think in the world in general, if you talk to someone's ex,
yeah,
the things they're going to say are going to be negative.
Yeah.
There's a reason that you're broken up.
Oh, outside of this, what I'm trying to wrap my head around is, you fancy this man so much that you've never met, that you're actually sticking up for him against his ex-girlfriends. You're like, come on, lads. Like, they don't know what they're talking about. He's really nice.
I basically mean, like, women are crazy.
Yeah, you're like, you don't understand my Andrew. Like, what is this?
Well, no.
Who
no.
cares? Like?
But there's loads of people online sticking up for him. It wasn't just me.
Okay.
So the article wasn't very well received, because people are like, what has that got to do with the fact, like, nothing that he's putting out there is about his private life or is about relationships or is about whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's all science.
Yeah.
And whatever. And it's like, it seems like they're clutching at straws just because he's so big. Anyway. Just to let you know, that's the people are trying to take him down. But if I was to give him one piece of advice, it's like, if people are trying to take you down, it means you're doing something right.
What was that wink you did there? Who's trying to take you down?
No, I'm talking to...
Well, you winked as if like, I'll tell you a story or two about when people tried to take me down and didn't succeed.
And didn't succeed, no. That's why you don't know anything about it.
Well, it sounds like you murdered them. No one will ever find them. Like,
no one will ever find them. But yeah, that was kind of on my mind all week, and couldn't talk to you about it because I said I'd save it for the podcast.
Jesus. Well, why don't we talk about creatine?
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
That is such a good idea.
What do you know about creatine before doing any research? Because I knew fuck all. I have experience of in boxing when... I would have heard, oh sure, that person's fucking just doing the bodybuilding, they're taking all the creatine and all this sort of shit. I'd be like, oh, creatine, is that a bad thing? Because it was said in a negative way? That's all I know about creatine. I've never looked into it since. I've only heard you saying, creatine's the most researched supplement in the world, you know? And I'm like, okay, expert.
Yeah, I saw that.
Who'd you hear that off? Andrew?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it was.
There he fucking go. He's got such a grip.
He literally said it was the most researched health supplement in the world. But when I started looking into the research of all this, that's what everybody says. So I was just like, okay, that's a really good way to sell this. But before this, my main kind of thought is it safe or what is it? Is it a steroid? And like, that's kind of rich coming from me who actually did order this a few weeks ago without knowing anything about it before we decided to do the episode on it. But I just, it's something that I have decided I'm going to pin a lot of hopes on.
Yeah. I kind of thought the same, yeah. Mm. Well, no, when you said it was the most researched supplement in the world, I thought, okay.
Yeah.
People are probably researching it because there's good results.
Yeah.
So we're going to take it and we'll get good results.
Hopefully.
Simple.
I'm hoping it'll be the thing, because like we've definitely mentioned here, every fucking week mention here that we do go to CrossFit.
Yeah.
For a few years now, but always on and off.
Yeah.
Right now we're on.
We're on now. We've been on for a couple of weeks.
I'm struggling to really improve.
I don't think so.
And you've just skyrocketed ahead of me.
I don't think so.
So I'm hoping this will be the thing that tips me over the edge in a good way.
Right.
That just makes me be like, oh my God, I'm seeing massive results.
Right. Okay. Okay, cool. It's good to know your expectations are sky high, so you're bound to be let down. I would lump creatine in with steroids for some reason.
Same. In my head, it was a steroid.
Yeah, and I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just this whole bodybuilding thing.
Yeah.
Fucking juice heads in the gym, taking steroids, creatine, all this sort of stuff, and like doing whatever they can to.
Yeah.
And I was also thinking how weird bodybuilding is.
It's so weird.
It's such a strange.
Like, especially like competitive bodybuilding. Yeah. Is that
when
what
you're
you mean?
Like, you know, tanned and you've muscles everywhere and you're just so big and learning how to pose.
That's something that I would like to go to watch once in my life. Yeah. I wouldn't like to ever try that for the podcast or ever get involved because I think it would kind of fuck up your relationship with food and everything because it needs to be so strict. They're really into their chicken rice broccoli vibe.
Okay.
And I think their faces look so aged when they do it. The tan. The tan is
so
not
strange.
A vibe.
It's such a weird. I don't get it. Like, I'd like to chat to a bodybuilder and be like, come here. What is the crack?
Come here. And like, sorry, in those little tiny thongs that the men wear, their willies, they don't exist. They're gone. Like, their bodies have reabsorbed them and turned it into a muscle somewhere else.
It's just part of their leg or something.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
It's part of their quads. Like, yeah. Where's your penis going? Oh, it's my quad now.
See this pec here?
Yeah. See,
it used to be
there?
A ball.
Yeah. Yeah, so bodybuilding, I don't know. Maybe
they're flat out on the creatine anyway. We can assume.
I would definitely like to. I would like to go to. Is there bodybuilding classes or something?
Posing classes. You can do like the posing.
That would be gas.
That would be fun, yeah. But like, I suppose.
We'd obviously look like shit.
And pop that muscle. And I'm like, I don't have that one yet.
Yeah, you'd be like, want to see more belly?
Yeah.
I've got more of that.
Just stick out my belly further. Does that help? Is that what you mean?
My belly. Do you want to see this?
Is that what the judge is like?
Yeah. Do you like love handles? I got that. So bodybuilding, maybe that's another one. But
yeah,
they're definitely on the creatine.
They're definitely on it. But if we look at the research, where did you start with the research?
Oh, we're going to get into the research.
Oh, no.
Oh,
you don't want to talk about research today.
I do.
Okay.
Oh, someone's got their Andrew Huberman hat on.
Oh, God.
So with my research, what I was looking into, and let me just look up my notes here, Stephanie, because they're in my phone.
Yeah.
I was wondering, like, what the fuck is this?
Yes, good
question.
What
does it actually do?
Yeah.
What are the benefits? And then talking about how you actually take it as a supplement.
Okay.
So some of the things I was looking at.
Good place to start.
So will I kick you off with what it is?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. Creatine from the old faithful Cleveland Clinic.
Ah. Oh.
they got us covered every single episode.
They do.
Anytime we're doing some sort of health related thing, their SEO person's like, got it, yeah. Top of the list.
Honestly.
Yeah. And now I actually, even if they're third in the list, I'm just like, Cleveland Clinic.
Yeah, because now you trust them.
We've built rapport.
They've never led us astray.
Well, maybe they have, but we're just like, yeah, that sounds right.
We trust them so blindly.
I don't know anything about that.
You're giving me grief about trusting, I can't say his name again.
Why?
By himself.
He might get the flutters.
No, like it's just too much for anyone listening.
Oh, that you're too unbearable.
Yeah.
I can't believe like these are the last words I'm going to hear you say for the day and they're all so shit.
You haven't heard my research yet.
That actually
just
could be good.
Just you wait.
So did you know creatine is something that's naturally produced in your body?
No.
Yeah. That's what creatine is. So it is...
Well, okay. That straight away takes so much fear out of it all.
Exactly. Yeah. So half your body supply comes from your diet. So things like protein-rich foods, red meat, milk, seafood. The other half is produced naturally in your liver, kidneys and pancreas.
Okay, right.
So what creatine does is it brings a steady supply of energy to your muscles.
Okay.
So you can keep working, especially when you're exercising or when you're getting tired, right? So
That's a good one.
What?
That's a great benefit.
Just really generic blanket statements. That's a good one.
I was actually just trying to create a conversation.
Oh, were you?
Rather
than
you just sitting there reading facts.
Well, yeah, I suppose I just kind of needed to read it for a second. But generally, people that take it, it's more beneficial to take it if you don't get enough creatine in your diet. So
okay.
Vegans and vegetarians.
I saw something about that. They don't get it in their diet.
Yeah, so basically how it actually works, it is, let me see here now, I was on a different one, Healthline, how creatine helps you gain muscle. So there's something called ATP, adenosine triphosphate.
Okay.
That delivers energy to your cells.
Right.
All right. And you can only store enough of that for like 8 to 10 seconds of high intensity exercise.
Mm.
That's why you can't just sprint for 20 miles. Do you know what I mean?
You can only store enough for 8 to 10 minutes.
Of high intensity exercise.
Fucking hell.
Then your body needs to make more. Right?
Oh, right. Okay.
So creatine increases your body's stores of something called phosphocreatine.
Okay.
And that's used to create more of this ATP. So if you take creatine, you have more of this ATP. So you have more energy. So you don't get tired as quickly.
So you can do high intensity training for longer than 8 to 10 minutes.
8 to 10 seconds.
8 to 10 seconds.
Well, yeah, you can only...
Oh, I thought you said 8 to 10 minutes.
Well, you can only store enough ATP
for
8 to 10 seconds
of
high intensity exercise.
And your body has to keep making it, keep making it.
So if you know if you're sprinting flat out,
yeah.
I don't know if you know what that feels like.
Barely know.
I'm joking. Just having a go. Just having a go at you thinking you're
fast. Yeah, but like when would I ever sprint flat out?
No, we never
that
do.
Day trying to catch everyone in the gym. Yeah.
Don't know if that was even flat out. Was that flat out?
Yeah.
Okay.
as flat out as I can go.
Yeah. So if you're trying to sprint like that fast, don't fucking touch my phone.
I just didn't
like
want
that
to unlock, and you have to go through the whole
fucking cheeky
rigmarole of unlocking your phone.
Rigmarole. So yeah, basically, this just gives you more energy.
Okay.
So that's kind of what it does. So you can perform more reps. You can lift heavier weights.
Nice.
The other things about creatine is, it's completely legal. Like it's not, it's like you can take it in the Olympics.
Because that was another thing I had in my head about drug testing and creatine. Okay, so you can.
Yeah, so it's completely fine. And there's loads of benefits to it, particularly for things like weightlifting, sprinting, cycling.
Mm.
Like just in terms of like what it actually does. So it also increases your growth hormone for your muscles.
Okay.
So it'll basically increase the hormones that create more protein that creates more muscle.
So it can give us bigger muscles.
So it'll actually give us more muscles. It reduces muscle breakdown. It improves muscle recovery. So, you know, when you're exercising that, when your arms are really sore or whatever, it's from little tears in your muscle. Just fixes all that real quick.
Okay. So quicker. The DOMS is like how that feels the next day or whatever, or the day after. And then your body's regenerating, but this makes it happen quicker.
Yeah, it does loads of stuff, basically. And like, there was a 4-week study that found 5%, there's a 5% average improvement in strength and power. from nice. Using creatine. A review of 250 studies comparing muscle building supplements found the creatine was the best out of all of them. Oh, fucking rakes of studies. So it's just
it's just class.
It's just there's everything is brilliant. Now I didn't look into the risks or anything. I think you were looking into that.
The claims are class, at least.
The claims are massive. And that's why I was like, do they allow this in the Olympics? And they do.
That seems too good to be true.
It does. That's my thing.
I can't imagine how that would feel. I'm just like, because a worry that I had, I was like, is there caffeine in it? Does it make you kind of jittery? Does it make
don't
you
know.
All these things? But from what I could find, no.
So what did you look into just, the risks then?
So I looked into the risks because they like to look
you
at
to
the bad side of life. One thing I'll say, I found it hard to find unbiased studies, right?
Right.
You know how I like to look at the National Journal of Medicine or Library of Medicine, whatever
it is. That's your nighttime reading.
That's my bread and butter.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
At the bottom of these, which is something I never noticed before, but I noticed today, so I was like, shit, is this in everything? There is a section called conflict of interest at the very bottom of the studies,
oh.
right? And a lot of these studies for creatine are funded by companies that sell creatine. So there's that to keep in mind. Doesn't mean like the findings are still good. Grand.
Yeah, but what are the risks?
The risks. So I was just looking into, is it safe on this PubMed article, and they were saying, yeah, it is generally safe. We have it from our diet, so it's there already.
Okay,
in your body, so it's not dangerous. They were saying that the main side effect is weight gain, but that it's water retention. So usually some people retain a couple of pounds of fluid during the first week when they start taking a creatine supplement, but that this is temporary and studies of long-term use show that it is not a persistent problem.
Okay.
So the scales can go up.
Right. We're not even measuring our weight.
We don't even have a scale.
Yeah.
So, but like that's something that I struggle with already is water retention.
Mm.
And this is the week before my period. So it's the worst time to take it.
Mm.
Or it's the worst time to get water retention. And we'll be doing this. Mm. I'm going to balloon up.
It's good that you mentioned that now. You haven't given an update on your period.
I haven't given an update on my period. No. But just for everyone to know. Maybe you have. We're recording it ahead of time, so.
So by the time you're listening to this, period could have been come and gone.
Come and gone, lads. So yeah. Don't worry. I'm okay. Now, there is some evidence, according to the Mayo Clinic,
right.
that creatine might be unsafe for people with pre-existing kidney problems.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
The only thing I could find. But it seems to be largely anecdotal and there isn't solid evidence except for studies in rats.
So basically then, loads of benefits, no risks.
Very little risks. Hair loss is one that people are worried about.
Not me.
Not you.
Maybe you.
That's one I'm worried about because my hair is just always falling out. So many problems.
Yeah. So many problems. And you're like, don't talk to me for the rest of the day. There's too many problems going on. Here I fall out. I will take creatine this week as well. Another thing to add to the list.
That's literally what I was thinking when I was upstairs pottering around being like, I'm so fucking busy all the time. Oh God. Hair loss. Anecdotal.
What do you mean anecdotal? Why are you
so
saying that?
This is people are saying it, but there's no studies to prove it.
Okay.
So on Reddit, people were like, oh my God, I think I've... Someone was saying they felt a burning sensation around their widow's peak, which is like that middle part there. Do some people have like it goes down like in
oh,
a little
like
peak.
A Dracula?
Yeah, yeah.
That's called a widow's peak.
A widow's peak. I don't know why. But there were some people being like, yeah, me and my friend both had burning sensation in our widow's peak.
That's such a weird thing to say. Who the fuck knows that's called a widow's peak? Like?
Everyone.
Stephanie, you're only
Most,
saying it now.
I would say the majority of people know a widow's peak. Like,
Stephanie, don't do
that's
this.
That's a big thing in
listen
in life.
You're doing this thing now.
But I don't think men get it as much.
Listen
so
to
maybe
me.
If you were a woman, you'd know.
Lately, you said to me, you're always saying, oh, you don't know that? Oh my God, how do you not know
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's your favourite thing
and
to
And that's
do.
Actually what doing you're
it.
Doing. When have you heard about a
no,
widow's peak?
No, because I'm
before?
Not saying you don't know it. I'm saying people do know it because you're being like, nobody knows that.
What was that?
That was you. No, I heard of it on Reddit this morning.
Had you heard of it before that?
Yeah. A widow's peak. Kourtney Kardashian has one. It's like a very like a vampire kind of hairstyle.
Congrats, Kourtney.
Oh God.
So no risks to
so
them.
So no risks, really. Not right. That I could really find. They did say something about if you're combining creatine with too much caffeine, that caffeine might decrease the efficacy of creatine. So just keep an eye on that. I looked then at creatine for women. Most of the research done is on men.
Okay.
Surprise, surprise.
Oh, what?
It's all done on men.
Leave us alone, will you?
So one of the main, now this was an article on the National Library of Medicine. They did a study on women and they were saying one of the main reasons that women don't use it as much is because they're afraid of the weight gain.
Oh, okay.
And this, like, it hasn't been as targeted towards women and it hasn't been as studied.
Generally, for the most part, women aren't trying to bulk up on muscle anyway.
Yeah, I'd say that's not, that wouldn't be the number one. No. But that's how creatine has been perceived. But if it's actually just about performance,
from
then
what
everyone
I was reading,
should be taking it.
Yeah, it's more about performance, particularly for things, like I think this is, what I want to see is after using this for a week in the gym.
Yeah.
Like, are we going to notice in the gym that we're like, I'm fucking full of beans. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm wondering. That's what I'm really wondering. But they're saying that it, in this study, right?
Right.
So they did, women took creatine for 10 weeks. There was two groups. One control group took a placebo. After 10 weeks, there was an increase in the maximum weight they could lift. So there was a 20 to 25% increase in their one rep max for leg press, leg extension and squat in the group that took creatine.
Fuck.
That's massive.
That's huge.
That is absolutely huge. And the creatine group gained more muscle mass than the other group. So they did. They then stopped taking it for 10 weeks and kept studying them. And they didn't lose as much strength as they expected. They didn't lose that much strength either. They still were ahead of the other group, even when they stopped taking it.
You see, I had read that. Like, so in terms of like how to take it, one thing that kept coming up was like a loading phase, it was called.
Yeah.
What? Go on.
I don't
Your
know.
Face turned up to this. Why?
I don't like the sound of taking fuckloads at the beginning or something. Is that what a loading phase is?
That's what it is. So it says most studies use a high dose loading strategy. So basically, we have a packet there that says take 3 grams a day before or after exercise.
Yeah.
There's actually a lot of studies done as well. Like, is it more beneficial to do it before or after exercise? Doesn't really matter. The loading phase says take 4-5 gram servings throughout the day for 5 to 7 days.
Okay.
After that, take 3 to 5 grams a day to maintain your creatine stores.
So the loading phase is just to...
The loading phase is...
Give you loads straight away.
It's to just get... It's to kickstart the process.
Okay.
And get
and then
you up
maintain
to
maintain it.
Yeah. You get to this level of having loads of creatine in your body, then that's turning into loads of energy, and then you can start to maintain it after the first week.
Yeah.
So most studies do talk about the loading phase. So it's like, it seems to be the done thing.
Mm.
The other thing is... I read an article from barbend.com. So, do you really need a creatine loading phase after all?
After all? My guess is
Ron
yeah.
Burgundy? They said most literature agrees that loading your creatine in bulk isn't necessary for it to take effect long term. So if you're planning on taking creatine for a year, it doesn't really matter about the loading phase. But a loading phase that I mentioned of the 20 grams per day can increase your muscular concentrations by 20% in 6 days. And if you're only doing the 3 gram dose to get the same gains, it would take you 28 days. So if you do the loading phase, you're going to start to see improvements way quicker.
Okay, then we'll do the loading phase.
Then we need to buy more creatine because we only have 100 grams. So that'll be like...
We'll get it off Amazon. Because I was thinking, can I just put it in my porridge? Because we're already putting in... protein.
So that was the thing, like, when do you take it? I mean, if you're having it in your porridge at the start of the day, it's not going to be as effective as taking it
before
the gym.
The
so
gym.
If you had it in a protein shake before the gym, that's probably the best thing to do.
Okay, so because I saw some people just getting the scoop and putting it in their mouth.
Oh.
Just the powder.
Mm.
And I was like, what kind of fresh hell is this?
never heard you say that before.
I don't think I've ever said that out loud.
That's good. Oh, that's one of the ones you were like, I'll keep that in my mind now for the right moment in life. What kind of fresh hell is this? Yeah, I don't know what way you take it. I'm going to read the packet and see. But
I'm not into just doing shots of it, like straight into the mouth. That seems just like fucking unnecessary.
That's wrong.
So we're going to do 5 grams 4 times a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just need to remember how.
5 grams 4 times a day for 5 to 7 days. So probably 5 days if we have 100 grams each.
Yeah, so there's no way that we could just take 20 grams at once. Probably too much for your body to process at once.
I don't think you need to do that. That's a lot. Like,
it makes me a bit nervous because I'm just kind of like, maybe I might just in the first day take 5 grams and see what happens.
Right, well, you do you and I'll do me.
Okay.
Why did you look at me like that?
It's just like, oh, and then you're going to get even better than me in the gym.
Yeah, that's the plan.
You dick.
See, the thing is,
it's all about being in competition with each other.
I'm competing against me. You're competing against me. So it's like, why don't you just compete against you?
Yeah, that's true. But you're a better competitor because you're like first in the class sometimes. I'm last in the class.
So it depends on who's in the class. If it's mainly women, then naturally I'm going to be faster and stronger.
Be careful what you say.
Seth, that's biology. Like, don't give me that shit.
Just talking like Andrew Huberman isn't going to make me fancy you more.
So that's the research.
I mentioned he fancy you loads.
That's all I have.
That's all I have as well. I feel like that was research heavy, but...
It was.
I genuinely found it really interesting. Same. So I was like, I want to include all these things.
I found this interesting as well. And I'm just a bit like, what the fuck? Like,
it's too good.
It's too good to be true.
This is the kind of topic now that you're all over.
Yeah.
Because you're like... There is hard facts.
There is nothing but evidence.
There's nothing but evidence.
Although 10,000 steps was that as well.
Yeah, and you weren't into that.
I just couldn't give a fuck. Couldn't give a fuck.
You gave that nothing, like.
Give a fuck all. Yeah.
You just never tried less in your life.
I do appreciate the there's nothing but positive research behind it, though. That's always nice.
Yeah. Anyway.
Fucking tarot cards and moon... Parading or whatever that was.
And
that
the moon
did.
Landing the moon. And stuff.
Then the moon landed. Lies. That never happened.
No proof of that, guys.
No proof of that.
Okay, let's play our little game and start scooping really dry powder into our mouth.
Yum, yum.
Yum. Okay, are you ready for a game?
Yes.
Good sir.
I am, dear.
To go along with creatine.
Yeah.
Okay, so the minute I started talking, you yawned.
Do you know what I saw the other day?
What?
It was a thing that said, you're more likely to yawn around people you're comfortable with because it shows that you feel safe. Now do you feel bad? Now do you feel bad about me yawning around you being born?
No, I'm like, that's pathetic.
That's pathetic? What the fuck? I thought you'd be like, oh.
No, well, like, I obviously knew that already.
What do you mean, obviously?
You're more likely to fucking take huge dumps around people that you feel comfortable
you
with.
You are a fucking know-it-all, and you actually know fuck-all. That's the difference.
You're a fucking know-fuck-all.
Oh.
Anyway, can you stop interrupting me?
Yeah.
And stop fucking yawning.
Right.
Okay, game. Now I'm annoyed, because I'm just like, you're going to keep yawning.
You're
at
not
me.
Annoyed.
I can't hold your attention.
I'm dying to tell you one other thing. But I'll wait.
You're actually getting annoyed. What is it?
I'll tell you after.
No, tell me now.
I can see how many times we swear in an episode now when I do the transcription. In 2 episodes ago,
yeah.
Guess how many times we said fuck.
15.
Guess again.
20.
Guess again.
50?
82.
Oh, Jesus.
82. We also said, we said fuck 82 times.
Oh, did we say like loads of times?
Like, I don't know. We probably, we do say that a lot.
I don't want to know how many times because I can't.
We said shit 13 times. We said bitch twice and dick twice.
They're so childish.
I know.
Bitch.
He bitch.
Shit.
Sorry.
Oh, God, we said fuck 82 times.
82 times, yeah.
Jesus Christ. How many times did you say Jesus? Oh, my God. How many times did you say that? Anyway. Game.
Right.
Back into the game.
Yeah, fucking hurry up, will you? Now I'm getting annoyed.
First brainwave that came to me was Christina Aguilera.
I really like that.
But I couldn't think of a game.
It's too hard.
I was going to do like song lyrics and change them to something to do working out and everything. And I was just like, nah, I wasn't getting anywhere with that.
Yeah, okay.
So my second option I actually went with.
Okay.
Treat mean, creatine.
That's good. Give me a little high five for that one.
Treat mean, creatine.
All right, so what? You're going to treat me like shit?
So I'm going to make sounds that sound like famous villains. So famous meanies. Treat mean.
Right.
I can't say any words. I can only make the sounds.
Oh, that's good.
So it's kind of sound charades. Okay. And you have to guess who they are.
That's good.
This wouldn't be a strong point of mine, so I have no idea how this is going to go.
Impressions.
Yeah.
No.
Unless it's of people that I really know.
Like, go on, who do you really know?
Like you. I can do an impression of you.
Let's hear it.
Or like, well, no, it's, but it's more of like a physical thing. It's like I can change my face to be your face. Do you know what I mean?
Do you think that's just because we've been around each
it's
other?
It's kind of like...
No, like what the fuck is that? Like,
I was bald there. That was me changing myself to be bald.
Do it again.
And like,
that's nothing. Like, you fucking dickhead.
Okay, so I'm gonna make the sound of the villain.
Okay.
There's seven of them.
What villain? I mean, like
movie villains.
Okay, right. Okay.
All out of movies.
Right.
Like really big famous ones.
Okay.
And I can't say any words. I can only make the sounds.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
You want something, you like something different.
I love.
Be careful what you wish for.
I love it.
Who knows what this is going to be.
Good.
Okay. Number one.
Darth Vader.
Yeah. Well done.
Wasn't
okay.
Great.
So I put one, number one as the easiest one.
So you just did heavy breathing basically.
Yeah, but is that not kind of it?
Yeah.
I don't need to make notes here whether you get them right or wrong. We'll remember.
Will we?
Okay, the next one. I can't remember it now. Right? Okay. Get into character.
Bane.
Yes!
Yes! I think I just know your shit impressions more than anything. Oh, nice. Two for two.
Two for two.
Do that one again.
Oh, sorry. Okay, the third one.
All right.
No, that wasn't anything.
I don't know.
That was nothing. Hang on. Why did I include no words? I made this so hard.
You did, but. What is that supposed to be? I have no clue.
I'll give you a hint. Maybe it's hard to think of a name because you never hear it.
Voldemort.
Yeah.
Oh.
Was that not like Voldemort?
Oh, do it again.
I was kind of trying to. Harry Potter.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
It's hard
yeah.
to do without words.
Mm. Good that you included that. No words rule.
Okay, I've got two out of three. That
okay,
one
that
tough. One was kind of my fault.
That was hard, yeah.
Okay, number four.
Like, I'm working with nothing here, like.
Maybe I need to look at you and add more kind of physical elements. Like,
I really don't know. It's like you've just lost it. You just got to say that this is how you talk now. You're going to have to give me a hint.
What am I doing with my face?
I really don't know what you're doing with your face. I think that's what's confusing me. You're so the Joker.
Yeah. Was that not kind of jokery what I was doing there?
It was. I suppose it was just a bit mental, so I suppose like that's that is probably
okay. I'll give you that one.
Okay.
Okay.
Because you gave me the hint. Yeah.
I gave you that one because I struggled so much. Okay, so you've got 3 out of 4.
Mm.
There's only 3 more.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
God, what am I doing with my life? What is
this? Oh. Like, this is nothing.
Oh, don't look. You're not looking.
I'm not looking. I'm looking.
No, 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 no.
I feel like this is a...
This is a cartoon.
Yeah, I was thinking. Mm. Is that a dog you're impersonating? No.
No, but so close.
The fucking bad guy in Lion King.
Yes!
What is his name? Because that actually does sound like him. Scar.
Yes.
Yes. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Delight. Do that again.
Well, people who are only listening can't see it. I'm kind of like putting my arms as if I'm a cat walking around.
Yeah.
Kind of like him. You got it. You got it.
Jesus, that was a surprise.
That was a good one. Okay. This one, not sure if they're a villain or not. I think they are. Didn't want to look it up.
What? That's like... That is nothing. You a cat again? Schmeagol.
Yes.
Oh my god. Like, I suppose, I don't know if he's a villain or not. He might be.
He's not really, I don't think. Yeah. I think we feel sorry for him, but like, he's definitely not a goodie.
No, he's definitely not a goodie. I would like to see if other people could get, because we're recording these on video now, so we'll have them somewhere. Maybe locked away. I would like to see if people who haven't heard the episode can guess what
can
the fuck
guess
you're doing.
Yeah.
There's just little hand movements you're doing there.
Yeah.
Go on then. Last one.
Okay, the last one has no sound, unfortunately.
What do you mean? It's a podcast.
The last one.
So, it has to be Jaws. Like...
Yeah, so as a shark.
You put your
jaws.
Hand on your head. No sound.
Like a fin.
Yeah, yeah.
But I kind of went like this, so I look like I'm swimming.
Yeah, you look like a shark.
Yeah, I'm the shark from Jaws. You got it.
That was fucking... That was the most different game we've ever played.
That was it. Well, thank you for playing Keep Mean Creatine. Do you wish we played Christina Aguilera?
No, I really like that one. Okay.
Okay.
So, back to the land of the normal.
Yeah.
So we took creatine for a week.
We did. We took a lot of it. We took as much as we could remember to take.
Yeah. I think that's the thing.
Some days we took about 15 grams. Some days we took about 5.
Yeah. We didn't, we haven't actually taken any today.
No, I purposely didn't put it in today.
Why?
Spoiler alert.
What? Spoiler alert what?
It kind of ruins the porridge, so I didn't want to put
does.
It in the porridge.
Okay, so a couple of things about creatine. Well, obviously, all the research is like, this is completely safe.
Yeah.
We had planned on doing, what was it, creatine loading phase? Like 20 grams per day for 5 days.
Yeah.
Didn't get that done.
No, didn't get the 20 in.
It's like taking medicine.
For something that has barely any taste, it's fucking rotten.
Yeah.
How is that?
I don't know.
There's not much taste or smell off it, but somehow it's disgusting at
the
same time.
It's like having you put it in water and it's like salpidine or something.
Yeah.
Without the taste of salpidine. It's just...
It does not dissolve.
No.
It does not dissolve.
It does and it doesn't. Like, it's cloudy.
It's fucking rotten. No, but there's always little bits.
Mm.
It's gritty. The first day I drank it, I actually gagged.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's not great.
We try to put it in with porridge because we do that with protein. The protein powder goes perfectly in porridge.
The creatine
makes it taste better.
Yeah, makes it so creamy. Class.
Creatine is a bit more. It's kind of a crystalline kind of structure or something to it, isn't it?
Is that a word?
I kind of rolled with it like it was
crystalline.
You're kind of.
It's gritty.
Okay.
Is that what you're kind of going for?
No, not really.
No, why are you going for?
It's kind of like a sugary kind of a texture sugar.
Yes. Yeah.
Crystalline,
yeah.
Not a word, are you sure?
I don't know. It's not as fine as a powder.
No.
It's a bit thicker.
It's a little bit, yeah. But we did take more than was recommended per day.
We did. And the first 3 days, every time I took it, I felt sick.
Did you?
I felt nauseous. Remember on the way to the gym, I was like, save for the podcast. But I feel really nauseous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because a few times I was like, I feel sick again. What is that? And then I was like, oh my God, I keep feeling sick every time I drink the fucking creatine and water.
Yeah.
So.
We were kind of stinking this week as well, weren't we? Like,
the farts were atomic.
I don't know if that's from the creatine.
That was the only thing that changed.
Yeah.
Like, it made us really gassy.
It was stinking, like, yeah.
And it makes sense as to why in the gym yesterday, when we were beside those ripped lads, there was just a constant smell of fart.
They just kept farting, like. I fucking hate that. I hate when people fart in the gym. Like,
I hate that so much.
Bring it home with you, will you?
I hate that.
Dirty bastard.
Yeah, it kind of didn't agree with my stomach, really. And my skin.
You were saying that about your skin, yeah.
I'm all broken out and I had like these kind of big like under the skin spots for the first time in ages.
Yeah.
That I started getting. I was like, fucking hell.
Thank God it's not, what do you call that thing where it's like, it's photo day tomorrow.
Oh my God, yeah, it's not yearbook picture day or whatever.
Yearbook picture day. Thank God it's not yearbook picture day tomorrow.
Thank fuck.
You had a big breakout. You got loads of zits.
Not zits.
What's the fucking
covered in
what's
zits?
The high school quarterback gonna say about you?
Oh my God,
if
I just have to hide under the bleachers. He's not gonna know who I am until I take my glasses off.
Yeah.
And reveal myself as being really good looking.
Take the bobbin out of your hair.
Yeah,
shake it around.
And I wonder. Sorry,
I accept your apology. It the reason we were taking this was to fucking perform in the gym.
Oh yeah, well, how did you get on in the gym? Not great.
Not as great as I thought I would.
I thought I was going to do well, really well, but then maybe my expectations were too high. I will say there was one moment that I was like, when I was doing those negative pull-ups, because I can't do a pull-up, and it's like you jump up and then lower yourself down. It's supposed to be a good way to learn how to do one.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I can actually do more of these than I could before. But I don't know, is that just because of practice?
I don't know.
Or was it creatine? But in that moment, I was like, okay, I feel kind of strong here.
Yeah. I did have those moments as well where, I don't know, was it this week or last week? With pull-ups as well.
Yeah. Quickly.
But I just felt in workouts, it was like I was going into them because you do the workout of the day in CrossFit.
Yeah.
It's like a big fucking burst of whatever amount of exercises. I thought, I'm going to be the fucking best here because I took creatine. I feel like I have a cheat code that nobody else has at the minute and I'm going to be the best in the class.
Yeah.
And I felt wrecked.
Yeah.
I think, again, expectations are too high.
Yeah.
Now, I did notice when I went for a run one of the mornings, I was like flying it.
Really?
Not a bother. I got back and I wasn't out of breath too much at all. I was grand doing running yesterday in the gym. I was grand with that as well. So
there
was a couple of things that I felt like I had more energy and then a couple of other things that I felt like I had less energy.
Yeah.
But this week I haven't been sleeping as well. My recovery hasn't been as high, etc. So I think the weeks I do what Whoop tells me to do.
Yeah.
To make sure my recovery is high and I sleep well and I do all these kind of things. They're the weeks that I feel really, really good and really good in the gym. And I kind of thought, even if I'm not doing those things, at least I'm taking creatine.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It's not a replacement.
No. So maybe on a week where we're already doing things really well.
Yeah.
But if your baseline is a little bit lower.
Yeah.
Than it normally is or something.
Yeah, it's not a replacement for like good sleep,
no.
Good nutrition.
And we kind of thought it was. We kind of let the wheels fall off a little bit this week that we were kind of like, Oh, yeah, sure, I'll just get up a bit later. I'll just go to bed a bit later. I'm taking creatine.
I'm taking creatine.
Didn't really do anything like that.
No.
That was actually
dumb.
Dumb in hindsight, really. Yeah. I didn't actually, we never said we were kind of doing that.
Yeah, but it was just the way things worked out. Like, if I was working late some evenings, I was going to bed a bit later, shit like that. That was like, I don't know. I'm not really sure. It was, I think just expectations were too high because there's so much research about how good this is.
Yeah.
The other thing as well is like, you're supposed to see whatever we said, a 28% increase in your performance by carb or creatine loading for 5 days. And we didn't properly do the loading. So I was thinking maybe we don't have enough creatine.
No, but we did
yet.
Have a lot. We definitely had a lot. Like we didn't do the loading exactly the way it's supposed to go, but we took more than you're supposed to take in a day anyway.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, it'd be interesting to see how it goes over the next few weeks, but there's a bit of me that doesn't want to keep taking it.
Really?
Like, I know your body will get used to it and it'll level out or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's just like my skin. I'm like, I don't want to keep taking this if my skin is going to keep getting bad.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know that kind of way?
My skin has been grand, I think.
And I don't know, there's definitely a bit of a digestive disagreement that's going on in my body with it. But maybe it's like, right, especially if you're taking loads for the first week, it just takes a little while to settle down.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
And maybe it'll be grand. What are you thinking?
Well, that's the thing. I'm like, if we're talking sugar butter beans on our scale of 1 to 5, how fucking high would we recommend this?
Yeah.
That's something you should bother with. I don't know. Like, I was thinking probably for the experience I've had, middle of the road, like a lot of things I've been doing. I was expecting a 5. I think that's my issue. My expectations were too high.
Yeah.
Key to an unhappy life is to have too high of expectations.
I would keep doing that.
Keep doing it. We never learn.
Every week. And that's why we're fucking miserable.
That's why life is shit. So, it's probably going to be about 3.5 to a 4. Like, you just can't argue with the research. And this morning, just before we were going to record this, I am scrolling through YouTube. Diary of a CEO had a video. The brutally honest truth about creatine and red light therapy. I was like, shit, what the fuck? Is this going to be something being like, creatine's terrible, blah, blah, blah.
That's good marketing, isn't it?
It is, yeah. They know what they're doing. So they had a lad on called Dr. Andy Galpin, PhD, professor of kinesiology. And he was just saying just all the things that we said in the research. Creatine's really good. It's really, really natural. It's really, really low risk. It's antioxidant. It's good for your bone health, your brain function.
Yeah.
There was even studies of people taking 20 grams a day for every day for 2 years. There was no harm on them at all.
Okay.
Their kidney functioning. So it's really low risk and there's nothing but benefits. So there's nothing but positive things about creatine. And also your body, it's a quicker energy source than your body breaking down carbohydrates or glucose.
Yeah.
So your brain nearly prefers it because it's just like, it's just quicker to turn it into energy. So it's
okay. Do you think what we did wrong was we didn't take it directly before the gym most days?
Most days, yeah.
Like, I think only once we did and then I did feel sick. So I didn't even want to remind you before we went to the gym.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a thing that we really need to be like, right. Because on the packet, it does say 30 minutes before or after exercise.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what we need to focus
on. Probably, yeah. Like, I'm definitely going to continue doing this. Like, literally, middle of the week, it was like, let's get another big bag.
But how are you going to take it? Because there's no way we took it this week that I liked. I hate it every way we took it.
Just in water. I'm just going to take it that way. Because it's quickest to just get it into you.
When? What time?
Before the gym.
Before the gym. So are you just going to do the 5 grams?
5 grams.
Before the gym.
Yeah. I might try the loading thing again for this week because, again, there's no fucking harm in it.
No, you know, it doesn't seem to be.
It's a naturally occurring thing. And that's another thing your mom was saying. It's not full of hormones or any of this stuff.
Yeah.
Just, it's like protein powder. You're just taking it.
Yeah.
It's already in your body. So, like, I think even without trying it and having a good experience, the research has completely sold me on it.
Yeah, fair.
So,
I wonder if we had it with a bit of, like, dilutable orange or something. Because
be nice.
Just with water, it just makes me gag and I fucking hate it. And then it made me realize that I kind of chewed my drinks or something. I was like, why do I keep feeling the grits between my teeth? Like, why do I keep closing my teeth together every time I take a sip of this?
So you're always trying to like bite water and chew water. I think there's something wrong
like
with you,
dog,
baby.
Like a dog. So I would love to get like a orange squash kind of thing today.
Same.
And then I think it'd be easier to take. And then I'd probably just take one before and after the gym.
And should I butter beans? What's it for you?
I don't know. Like, so far, it has to be like a two. I can't give it any more than that, because like the research is really good, but if I'm just basing it off my experience, actually, why would I even give it a two? I don't know. Maybe even a one.
Yeah.
Because I'm just kind of like, nah.
You only saw negatives.
Yeah, I just didn't really see. There was that one moment that I was like, oh, I feel a little bit stronger than usual. But like, I don't know. I was trying really hard to not just be like, I'm better because I'm taking creatine now. I was trying really hard to be objective to it. You know, that kind of way.
Yeah, yeah.
But then maybe I went too far in the other direction. Now I'm gone to the dark side.
I think this is going to be like the whoop for me, where like one of my friends, Jamie, who I think listens to the podcast sometimes, said, oh, well, I'm not going to buy a whoop now. I was like, oh. If I was to chat to anyone now after using the whoop for couple of months, I'd be like, definitely get one.
Definitely get the whoop now.
Because
yeah,
within the first, whatever it was, 2 weeks, you don't have enough data and stuff like that. I feel like that's what creatine is going to be like for me.
Yeah, fair.
It'll take me a couple of weeks to start feeling unbelievable and then be like, this is unreal. I'm delighted I'm doing it.
I just don't know if I see myself remembering to take it all the time. I think that's going to be an issue for me, just kind of forgetting about it.
Yeah. Hmm. You don't forget about protein. In the morning.
No, because that protein's lovely. Yeah, I suppose I'm in the habit of making the porridge with the protein, and it's so tasty.
Maybe.
Why is creatine not flavoured?
Well, it can be.
Can it?
Yeah. Maybe we should get a flavoured version.
Yeah, what's the new one we got? Just creatine flavoured?
Yeah.
Ew. And unflavoured, turns out, is rotten flavoured.
Yeah, they might as well just say, what flavour is this?
Rotten.
Do you like rotten? Well, drink
this
up.
Here's a big bag of it.
Well, you'll love this.
Every time you're chewing your drinks, it's going to be rotten.
Do you suffer from chewing water disease? Well, you're going to love this. New bag of rotten.
Bag of rotten.
New bag of creatine. Rotten flavor.
New and improved bag of rotten. Yeah.
TM. Well, that's it then for this episode. So I think you should bother. You kind of don't at all.
Well, I just don't like the effects that I got for this week. Mm. And like, maybe they'll go away.
Yeah.
But maybe I have them for life.
Yeah, so you're like, it's fucked your skin and you've stinking arse.
Yeah.
And you feel sick.
Yeah. Like, that's not great. Like.
No.
And life is short, you know? So I don't want to feel like that for a week.
Shorter when you don't take creatine, I believe.
Ooh. Woo!
Big claims. Big claims from new bag of rotten TM. That's it for this episode. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review. That helps us to push up the ranks and for more people to discover us, so we can get bigger and better, try better things, and let you know if you should bother trying those things as well.
Yeah, it's all about you.
It's all about you. Yeah, but Steph thinks it's all about her, to be honest.
And Gary thinks it's all about me.
Yeah, that's the fuck you go on to me about my ego. And the ego you have of yourself, I'm not really going anywhere with that. Anyway. The ego you have of yourself is really sublime.
The big ego that you have of yourself. Who else am I going to have a fucking ego about? Of course it's about me. I'm incredible.
You love it when you get all fussy like that.
What's that from?
That's Jake. Your friend Jake always says that.
Love when you get all fussy like that.
Okay.
Anyway.
That's episode 99.
What?
Complete. 99 soft balloons. Next week, we have our 100th episode. So we are going to be just talking loads of shit.
Yeah.
Doing a bit of a reflection on the things that we've tried.
Yeah.
That we think have actually made our lives better.
Yeah.
As a result of fucking getting off our holes and bothering to do stuff.
Yeah, and how you could potentially make your life a little bit better as well.
What have we learned? What have we learned that maybe might be useful to you as well?
Yeah, and for anyone listening, remember when Gary used to say that it used to take me ages to wrap up the podcast in the end? That's obviously contagious, because you've been talking for 25 minutes.
I'm only doing it because you told me you liked the sound of my voice.
I don't remember ever saying that. And if I did, maybe it was at the beginning when I was all like, I'm just so laid back.
I'm one of those cool girls. I'll just say whatever you want to hear.
I'm so chill. I was 21, like, come on.
Yeah.
I didn't know any better.
The nunnyman.
And now you know the real me.
Yeah, a fucking just tramp. Right, that's it. Thanks for listening. And we're back next Tuesday with episode 100.
And we love you.
Love you.